Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. This is a cosmic moment on this planet, and it's providing humanity with opportunities beyond anything we've ever experienced. It's time for people everywhere to remember who they are and why they are on Earth during this auspicious moment. Important changes are taking place, and in spite of outer world appearances, we are beginning to see evidence of people in every walk of life reaching out to make a positive difference. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good, then literally the floodgates of heaven will open in response to our heartfelt plea. There is a universal law that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. But since we are one with all life, when we exist in this physical plane, we have the ability to invoke the light of God for other people existing in this physical plane. We can literally serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity, and we have the ability to do this for every man, woman, and child. So during this hour, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the heart and mind of every man, woman, and child on this planet. We are being joined in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with us. So feel the light of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every person on this planet. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, feel that you are being transformed into this magnificent force field of light. Together, we are creating a chalice of light that is embracing this entire planet and all life evolving upon her. During our special time together today, in one pointed consciousness, and with divine intentions, we will invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light that are joining us throughout the whole of creation. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So be here now. You have the ability to make a positive difference in this world. And this has been a roller coaster time of miracle and challenges. It seems as though these extreme experiences are being used to wake humanity up at warp speed. No matter how hard people may try to push the snooze button on and go back to sleep, our I Am presence is not giving us that luxury. Situation after situation is coming into our life to get our attention and to help us realize that we aren't the victims of circumstance, that we have the ability to take charge of our lives. Whether we consciously remember it or not, each and every one of us has been preparing for a very long time to assist in this mission. We all have unique skills and abilities that no one else on the planet possesses in exactly the same way we do. We have volunteered to assist in helping to change the old, obsolete patterns that are responsible for the pain and suffering humanity is enduring at this time. This is being brought to our attention by our I Am presence, because the time for us to begin fulfilling our divine missions, the time for us to truly take charge of our lives, is right here and right now. The only reason that we have not been creating lives of joy and happiness, prosperity, loving relationships, financially and creatively rewarding jobs, vibrant health, fulfillment, enlightenment, and every other positive experience, is because we have forgotten that we have the ability to do just that. Not only can we create the lives we dream of, this is our purpose and our reason for being. We have been given the gift of free will, and we have creative faculties of thought and feeling. Whatever we focus our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on, we have the ability to bring into physical manifestation. It's time for us to remember this divine truth, and for us to consciously choose to create the lives we want, instead of just focusing on all of the things that we don't want, which we are inadvertently manifesting through our fears and our experiences. It's time for us to claim our divine birthright and to fulfill our divine potential. As we take charge of our lives, we will be effective examples for our friends and loved ones as well, and we can help them become more effective in taking charge of their lives. We will be a positive catalyst, and the result of our efforts can be exponential. We are all one, and the universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. So we can each make a very positive difference, and it's time for us to remember this and to consciously put forth the effort to do just that. As we change our lives, we will change the direction for humanity and for all life evolving on this planet, because all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. What affects one part of life affects all life. So with every thought, word, action, or feeling, we are either adding to the light of the world or we're adding to the shadows. It's time for us to really remember this and to monitor what we're empowering every single day. Never underestimate your ability to be a powerful force for good on this planet. You've been preparing for a very long time to fulfill the mission you agreed to accomplish in this lifetime. Not only do you have every skill, talent, wisdom, courage, and strength to accomplish your mission, our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven are standing in readiness, eagerly awaiting the opportunity to assist you. These selfless beings of light are with you now, and from the inner realms, they are awaiting the opportunity to guide and protect you. They intervene to help you every time you ask them to do so. You are never alone. If you ever feel doubtful or that you have the power maybe not to make positive difference, then this is inaccurate. Remember that you have the ability to change the course of direction for your life. And just remember, the entire company of heaven is there to help you every single time you ask for that divine intervention. When you begin to create a plan to make a positive difference in your life, the first step is to take a good look at your life as it exists right here and right now. In order to change your life, you must first be aware of what is presently existing. So the important thing for all of us to do is to take some time to evaluate our lives as an objective observer. This is not time to berate or criticize or condemn ourselves for our past mistakes. That only adds more negative energy to the situation. The purpose of this evaluation is to help you see what it is that you like about your life and what it is that you'd like to change and improve. Usually, people know their lives are not what they want them to be, and they may be aware of some of the major problems, such as finances or health, but they've never actually taken the time to evaluate their overall life. This is a crucial step toward making a positive difference. So invest the time to sit down and take a thorough inventory of your life. Note the things that you like about your life. What's working? What is filling your heart up with joy? And notice the things that you'd like to improve and change. Usually we're just focusing on the problems, but we can empower the good things by focusing on them as well. In order for you to succeed in transforming your life, you need to plan where you're going. You need to have objectives and goals. Most people spend so much time worrying and dwelling on the things that they do not want in their lives that they've not taken the time to figure out what they really do want. Remember, what you think about, what you hold in your mind and put your attention on and your energy into, you draw into your life and you sustain in your life. So it's time to stop worrying about the things that you do not want and start focusing on the things that you do want. Patterns of thinking and emotional responses are usually habits that we have allowed ourselves to develop without much conscious awareness. It seems that many times, from the time we get up in the morning, we just let the thoughts of the day muddle through our mind. If something makes us happy, we let it make us happy. If something upsets us, we let it upset us. Now that you've decided to take charge of your life, you no longer need to just muddle through the day. Instead, you can deliberately control your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Since it is a natural law that what we put our attention on and our energy into, we draw into our lives, it's only logical that in order for us to change things, we need to take the necessary steps to let go of our destructive programming and begin creating for ourselves fulfilling, happy, harmonious, abundant, and peaceful thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that will bring these qualities of life into our experience. Most people rarely feel that they're really negative. So one of the things I have them do is to keep a scratch tally for an entire week of every negative thought or feeling they experience. So I'm going to ask you to do this just as an experiment for yourself. Don't write down the negative thoughts or feelings. Just keep a scratch tally every time you think something negative or have a judgment or make a negative decision about something. Notice I said every negative thought and feeling. This includes the little, trivial, petty things that you allow to pop into your mind, such as the person that pulls in front of your car that you think is a jerk, or the service you received that you thought was lousy, or the lady at the supermarket that you think is a slob, or the disgust you have for yourself for overeating, or the anger you feel if your car breaks down, and on and on and on. My experience has been that by the end of the week, even people who consider themselves positive have several sheets of tally marks, and they're astounded at how often they were negative and shocked at how oblivious they are to their negative thinking. So this exercise helps us realize that we aren't doing bad and horrible, terrible things. We're nickel and diming ourselves to death with petty, trivial things that add up into a cloud of really negative energy that hangs around us and draws negativity into our lives. So the next step toward your decision to make a positive difference in your world is to observe your daily responses for an entire week. Pay very close attention to your thoughts, your feelings, and keep a simple scratch tally of every negative thought or feeling you have. Don't empower the negative thoughts by writing them down. Just keep a scratch tally of it. This is very valuable because it clearly shows how many times every single day, you are misqualifying energy, creating negativity for yourself without even realizing it. Many people are wallowing in the poor me syndrome. They feel that they are really good people, but all of these terrible things keep happening to them anyway. What this exercise reveals is that we may not be doing catastrophically negative things, like mugging people or robbing a bank, but we are daily and hourly releasing little negative thoughts and feelings that are adding up. And we're nickel and diming ourselves to death with petty, trivial things. Once you complete this exercise this week, then acknowledge that you may not be controlling your thoughts and feelings, but just allowing them to happen. Once we begin monitoring and paying attention to our thoughts, we can start really recognizing what patterns we're just allowing to occur without our deliberate control. Then you can move to the next step of changing those bad habits and begin taking control of your thoughts, words, and actions. Each time you put forth the effort to deliberately program yourself into constructive thinking, the stronger you will become and the more natural and positive your response will be. Before you know it, your pattern of thinking will automatically be positive instead of automatically being negative, and you will have established a new constructive habit. But it takes discipline, and we have to keep monitoring ourselves. We need to say, okay, at this moment is what I am thinking and feeling adding to the light of my life or the shadows? And then a few minutes later, we say, okay, and how about now? Is what I am thinking, feeling, adding to the light of my life or the shadows? And very shortly thereafter, say, okay, and how about now? So that we begin monitoring and paying attention throughout the day. Once we start really developing the habit of positive thinking, it won't be such a concentrated effort. It'll be automatic. Just like the reflex response may be negative now, pretty soon the reflex response will be automatically positive. While you're going through this process of gaining control of your thoughts and feelings, you need to be tolerant and forgiving of yourself. If you find negative thinking or negative feelings creeping into your consciousness, you need to stop, empty your mind of the negative thought or feeling, take a deep breath, regroup, and then look for the positive side of the situation that you're dealing with. Don't give any more power to the negative thought by berating or condoning yourself for the transgression. Just let it go and say, okay, this negative thing is happening. What do I want instead of this? Flood the situation with the violet flame of forgiveness, which literally helps transmute the negative energy that you've just released back into light. And then say, what do I want instead of this negative situation? And start focusing on the positive side of the situation, no matter how small that may be. Begin your new habit of positive thinking by looking for the positive side of every person, place, condition, or thing that you encounter. This is another very important and very powerful exercise. The general rule is that we can easily spot the flaws in other people. But unless someone is a genius or looks like a Greek god or goddess, we rarely notice their positive attributes. In this exercise, you must go out of your way to search for something good in every single person, place, condition, or thing that you encounter throughout the day. Sometimes this is a real challenge. Some of the people that we may know and deal with may be so objectionable that we can't think of anything nice about them. So appreciate the color of their socks or the clothes they're wearing or something that you can find. But find something positive in every instance. After practicing this for a while, you'll come to the realization that no matter how bad things seem or how degenerate a person may be, there is that spark of hope in every situation and a spark of light, no matter how small, in every person. By consciously putting your attention on that one redeeming quality, rather than giving momentum and power to the negative things that you usually focus on about that person or that situation, you can turn that destructive situation into a positive experience. And you can often give the negative person the incentive that he or she needs to find a better way of behaving. This may sound too good to be true, but I assure you that this is the natural law of attraction, and it is accurate and workable as the laws of mathematics, music, physics, or any other science. Just know that whatever we put our attention and energy into, we are empowering through that law of attraction, drawing into our life. So it's time for us to start putting our power and attention into what we want rather than the negative things that we don't want. Okay, so the next part of the exercise that I want to share with you is designed to help you reprogram your thinking with positive affirmations. So after you evaluate what you want in your life, after you see what it is you want to improve, after you keep a scratch tally so you can monitor your feelings and see what you're empowering with negative thoughts, and after you start correcting yourself to think positively, then you take the next step by empowering things even more with positive affirmations. Through positive affirmations, we can deliberately send forth constructive thought forms that will accumulate additional positive energy and return to us, bringing with them what we are affirming. People who have used positive affirmation have always known that they work, but they have rarely understood exactly why. Now, with more and more research, we're learning how this process works. Our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings go forth from us on an electromagnetic current of energy. They go out to the person that we've sent them to, and they accumulate other energy that's vibrating at the same frequency along the way. Then, through the law of the circle, the energy must return to us, so it's drawn back into our energy field. And again, on the return current, it brings more of the same vibration back into our life. So positive affirmations are a very easy and very effective way of amplifying the positive energy that we're experiencing in our lives. The difference between a prayer and a positive affirmation is that in prayer, we're usually humbly asking for something. And in an affirmation, we are actually invoking God through our I Am presence and commanding universal light substance to flow through us constructively to create whatever perfection it is that we're affirming. Our thoughts and feelings are creative. We are in this physical plane as sons and daughters of God with a gift of free will to learn how to be co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. So we have the ability to command the light of God to fulfill whatever it is we are sending forth. There's another very important reason, too, why affirmations work. When we make a positive affirmation, we begin with the words, usually, I am. These two words invoke our I Am presence, our God self, and connect us directly to our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is. This all-encompassing presence of God is the universal source of all life. Everything in the universe is comprised of electronic light substance, vibrating at different frequencies with different densities. The word I Am reflects the all-encompassing presence of all life. I represents Alpha, or the beginning. Am represents Omega, or the ending. This means that the words I Am, reflecting the cosmic I Am, our Father, Mother, God, all that is, connects us directly to the heart of God. You know, we've heard about Moses speaking to the burning bush and asking, "Who are you?" And the response was, "I am that I am. I am the beginning. I am the ending." Our Father, Mother, God is all that exists. Every particle of life in the whole of creation is a cell in the body of God. When we invoke the light of God by using the words, I am, the light automatically responds. It flows through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings and obeys our affirmations. Affirmations are designed to help us begin reprogramming our negative thinking into positive thinking. The longer the energy is accustomed to flowing through the brain in a particular pattern, the easier it is for it just to keep flowing in the same pattern. For instance, if we're used to being critical or judgmental of others, that is a pattern that we have developed, and the energy flows very easily into that groove of the brain. So what happens is that when people come into our lives, we automatically look for what we can judge or criticize about that person, because that's just a habit that we've gotten into. If we want to change that habit, we have to consciously begin developing a new groove through which this energy can flow, a new positive flow of looking for the positive things and thinking positively, finding something good about every person, place, condition, or thing that comes into our life. The more we withhold the energy from that negative critical pattern, and the more we send forth the new constructive pattern of looking for the positive things in people, the sooner we will change this bad habit. When we first begin observing our behavioral responses, we are usually shocked and a little overwhelmed at how ingrained and how very trivial and petty our patterns are. And it seems as though it will be a monumental task to overcome them. However, once we begin to consciously take control of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the changes will take place much more quickly than you can imagine. Light is infinitely more powerful than darkness. So when we envision positive things through the power of light, it changes that pattern much more quickly than if we were trying to develop a negative pattern. Once we really develop the habit of positive thinking, the critical, petty, trivial things that so easily pop into our minds now will not be part of our conscious thinking. With positive affirmations, we form new, constructive grooves in our patterns of thinking. For this reason, it's important for us to read our affirmations the first thing in the morning so that we begin this flow of positive thinking in the morning and the last thing at night before we go to bed. We can make up our own affirmations, or there's lots of wonderful positive books out there. We, through the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose, have a book of invocations called I Am Co-Creating the New Earth. We have CDs and all kinds of things that we can use as tools, or you can make up your own, ones that are specifically tailored to what you want to create in your life. The exercises that we're going to be using today, we're going to begin with a constructive flow. So when you start your exercises in the morning, it sets the pattern for your day. Then, after you begin these energies, like we're going to be doing this morning, we're going to draw these energies through us. But when you're working on your own during your week, do your affirmations when you first get up in the morning so it starts your thinking in a positive mode. Then do the affirmations again before you go to sleep at night. For heaven's sakes, don't watch the news before you go to sleep. That'll just bring a whole bunch of negative programming into your consciousness. The exercises at night will help by drawing positive affirmations into your subconscious as you go to sleep. Then your God self, your I Am presence, will reprogram yourself through your sleeping, just as we do when it's called sleep learning. If you'd like to, listen to positive CDs or make your own CD with positive affirmations, and let this just play softly as you go to sleep at night. Research is proving that what we think about at night before we go to sleep is carried into our subconscious mind. So it's a good idea to put your attention on something that you want to create as you're drawing this energy into your conscious mind. Okay, so now one of the things, we're going to do some group work today, one of the things that the beings of light in the heavenly realms are reiterating to us again and again is that we have the ability to be the open door. We have the ability to draw the light of God on behalf of ourselves and simultaneously on behalf of all humanity, serving as surrogates for humanity. And so the first affirmation we're going to do is drawing forth the light to make us an instrument of God. Then another very important facet of what is going on now is that the light workers are saying, and the beings of light have indicated, that the greatest need of the hour is for light workers to transmute our poverty consciousness and to start magnetizing abundance into our lives so that we can get about the business of fulfilling our divine plans. It is never our divine plan to have to struggle from morning till night in menial jobs that don't fill our hearts up just to put food on the table so that we can survive. We're here to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth, to co-create heaven on earth, and to add to the light of the world in our own lives and the lives of our friends and loved ones. Everything that conflicts with that is coming up to get our attention, to be transmuted back into light. That's what we're experiencing in the outer world. What's happening now is anything that is not based in the consciousness of abundance and prosperity, in integrity, in honesty, in abundance and light, in ways that eliminate the old archetypes of greed and selfishness and corruption and fraud and all of those things. Those are the things that are surfacing now because it's no longer appropriate for those to be the order of the day on planet Earth. It's time for us to create new patterns. So what we're going to do today through our affirmations and our visualizations is first draw forth the light to help us become an instrument of God and then work with those energies to transmute poverty consciousness. We're going to be doing this as a guided visualization, and I'll be stating it in the first person so that each of us will experience it personally and individually, but we're going to do it simultaneously on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet, bringing all life together for this unified activity of light. There are light workers joining us from around the world for this activity. And as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now begin. Breathing in deeply, I am going within to the divinity of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my God Self, my I Am Presence. My I Am Presence takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And as this is occurring for me, it is simultaneously occurring for every man, woman, and child on earth in perfect alignment with their highest good and their divine plan. I am an instrument of God. I am weaving my gifts, talents, skills, knowledge, strength, courage, compassion, and love into the tapestry for the divine plan for planet Earth. I am responding to my heart's call, and I am God in action. I am consecrating my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to be the greatest force of good I can be on this planet. I am making a positive difference every day. Through the focus of my attention, I am expressing the following divine truths. I am one with all life. I am divine love. I am infinite abundance. I am the harmony of my true being. I am vibrantly healthy and eternally youthful. I am a peace commanding presence. The actions I take every day improve my family, my job, my community, my city, my country, and the world. I have a healing touch. I am communing every day with my Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven. Through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, I am transfiguring this planet into the new earth. And so it is. The light of God is now expanding through me, and all is in readiness. I am participating in a divine activity of light that is being amplified by the I Am presence of all humanity and the entire company of heaven. I am my I Am presence. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now being raised in vibration. My awareness is increasing, and I begin to perceive the still small voice within my heart. I am beginning to experience exquisite vibrations, and my entire being is flooded with light. My consciousness is opening to this influx of divine light and spiritual energy. From this new level of awareness, I now know, as never before, beloved I Am presence, I am in you, and you are in me. I am that I am. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection and eternal peace. I am able to review my life as an objective observer. I ask my God Self to push to the surface of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way preventing me from attaining prosperity right here and right now. As these experiences begin to surface, I breathe in deeply. On the holy breath, I am lifted into the full momentum of the violet flame of forgiveness, the perfect balance of my Father, Mother, God. I am absorbing and experiencing the highest frequencies of the violet flame of forgiveness that I am capable of receiving at this moment. I breathe this sacred fire in through and around my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the energy surfacing and returning to me now to be loved free. This sacred violet flame from the very heart of God instantly transmutes the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom. Every electron of energy that I have ever released that is based in poverty consciousness is now being transformed back into its original perfection. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light, and it reaches back through the ages of time to magnetize into this violet flame of forgiveness every electron of poverty consciousness that I have ever released that is stamped with my individual electronic pattern. These records and memories from all time frames and dimensions surface effortlessly, and I am able to let them go easily without pain or fear. As this occurs through the direction of my I Am presence, I feel the buoyant joy of freedom within me. and I continue breathing deeply in and out as I reach deeper into the violet flame of forgiveness. As I inhale and exhale slowly and deeply, I project this sacred fire forth to flood the physical plane of earth. I affirm with deep feeling and a true inner knowing, I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I now realize I am able to transmute, through the power of this sacred gift, the mass consciousness of poverty. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money is now flowing in to the full momentum of this violet flame of forgiveness. Under the direction of my I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child, and in unity with the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life, in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is surfacing to be transmuted by the violet flame of forgiveness. Transformation is taking place as each electron, each atomic and subatomic particle and wave of this misqualified energy enters the violet flame. It is instantly transmuted, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, back into the frequencies of prosperity and God's infinite abundance. Change is manifesting through divine grace and love. As each aspect of my life that needs changing surfaces before me, I easily love it free and forgive myself for any perceived transgression of the law of prosperity. This identical activity of light is taking place through the I Am Presence for every man, woman, and child. And each one is lifted into a higher level of knowing. I know I am a child of God, and I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As the changes take place within me now, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm, patience, and silence. I am in the divine flow of my true God reality. I am one with the infinite intelligence within me, and I am always able to make correct choices. I love myself unconditionally, and I am grateful for this opportunity to change that which I accept with deep humility. I accept this opportunity to change moment by moment as I move through my daily experiences. The divine power to sustain these changes is continually flowing through me. And from this moment forth, I choose to create a life of prosperity and only that which supports my highest good. I am now lifted higher into the realms of perfection, and now higher, and now higher. I now focus on the sacred essence again of my holy breath, and I realize that with every in-breath, I am extending in consciousness through my eternal journey into infinity, to the source of never-ending perfection. And with every out-breath, I am magnetizing the full momentum of that perfection and radiating its full blessings forth to all life evolving on this earth. I realize now that with every in-breath, my in-breath is the open portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. And my out-breath is the source of all of the divine blessings for humanity and the planet as I breathe this perfection into the world of form. I understand now that the divine gifts being presented to humanity from the legions of light serving this sweet earth will be drawn into the world of form as we invoke them on the holy breath. I consecrate and dedicate myself to be the open door for these sacred gifts of light. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hand of God now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. I am now ready through every level of my consciousness to release and transmute every frequency of vibration and every single electron of precious life energy I have ever released in any existence or dimension that is expressing a pattern less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, and the supply of all good things and financial freedom. I am a being of radiant light. I am one with the energy and vibration that is the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with divine love. The divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance. I am that I am. A reactivation and initiation into multidimensional awareness is now occurring within me. I am lifted up closer to the vibration of the very heart of God. The pre-encoded memories that were implanted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are now being activated. These patterns reveal to me my divine plan, my purpose and reason for being. I am now experiencing a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. I am stepping through the doorway into multidimensional reality. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment to moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and illumination. I easily grasp each divine thought an idea. As I do, avenues of opportunity unfold before me. I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself. I joyously seize the divine opportunities, and I feel a greater sense of self-worth and accomplishment than ever before. My life is now pulsating with a new sense of meaning and warmth. As this occurs, I am lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. I am serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. And as one heartbeat and one unified I Am presence, in this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I release all patterns that reflect a consciousness less than prosperity. I recognize this is the moment of my new beginning. I now have the ability to co-create prosperity consciousness for myself, and I do so easily and joyously. I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. I am able to transform every aspect of my life right here and right now. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. It is done, and so it is. I now ask through the presence of God pulsating in my heart that this activity of light that has been victoriously accomplished this sacred and holy day will be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased with every breath I take for myself and all humanity, daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum the cosmic law will allow, until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. I now breathe in deeply and gently return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body, and I allow these divine energies to now be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Feeling these energies securely anchored in through and around you, breathe in deeply, feeling yourself securely anchored back into the physical world of form, inhaling, exhaling, and when you're ready, you may open your eyes. This is such an important time for all of us. And when we join together in consciousness with these invocations, we can greatly add to the light of the world. I want to thank you for joining with me today and for offering yourself to be a powerful instrument of light. If you'd like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our monthly free email newsletter article that contains timely information from the beings of light. And we also have books and tapes and CDs available. The book that contains the invocations for all different kinds of things on the planet is called A Book of Invocations, and it is I Am Co-Creating the New Earth. The affirmation that I shared with you today for our abundance and prosperity consciousness is contained in the book that's titled, It is Time for You to Be Financially Free. And there are many wonderful affirmations for our abundance also on the CD that's titled Abundance. And you can order the physical CD or you can download it as an MP3 file from directly onto your computer from our website. I want to thank you with all my heart for your willingness to add to the light of the world. This is really a powerful time, and together we can make monumental changes. Tune in with us next week as we continue working together to add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.